We all woke up to the news that DeAndre Hopkins...
one cup?
Oh, God. Have you seen that before, Donnie? I refuse to watch it.
Like way back
I still
when
haven't,
it first
I still haven't watched
the
it.
Interweb.
I still won't do it.
Yeah, you're not missing anything that isn't going to haunt you for like literally a week.
We all woke up to the news that DeAndre Hopkins was traded to the Chiefs, and as soon as that happened, the next thing, the odds makers posted new odds on Cooper Kupp and where he'll play after the trade deadline, and now it's the Steelers as a runaway favorite. They are minus 125. That means they think it's better than 50-50 he ends up here. We've gone down this road where we've had the Lucy Charlie Brown wide receiver thing where the football has been pulled out on us. I take some culpability for that because of the reporting on the Brandon Ayuk thing. I've been obsessing about this last night and today, trying to get information on it, trying to read up on it, trying to figure out what's going on here. There's a bunch of different things I want to say about it. The first thing that I got from the LA side of things is this. It sounds like things really hinge on what happens to them tomorrow night and possibly their game after that. So we've got Syracuse and Pitt tomorrow. We also have the Vikings and Rams. Usually that would be a nothing burger game for Steelers fans. All of a sudden, it's a chance to see Cooper Kupp and do a little scouting report on him. But also, if the Rams lose, they're in last place, and they're really staring up at teams in their division. Not that, as Donnie pointed out yesterday,
if
anybody's
they lose,
run away
toast.
With it.
If they lose, I think they're in big,
well,
big, big,
then,
big,
then the next
trouble.
Game is against Seattle on the road. If they go 1-1 in those games, then they've got a tough decision to make. If they go 0-2, he's definitely gone. And both of those games will get played before the trade deadline. So if you want Cooper Kupp, you got to root for the Vikings tomorrow and maybe even root for the Seahawks against them the following week, and they'll make a decision then. But I think Donnie made a salient point yesterday. I don't think they're ready to throw in the towel yet. I think their GM is just laying the foundation and groundwork for a trade if the bottom falls out on them over the next two games. So if you want Cooper Kupp, you've got to root against the Rams here.
And you also have got to wait for at least in the Steelers' land, one game minimum. They won't have, obviously, a game after this Giants game. But you ain't getting them in any kind of short order here. He's here for the back half.
I mean, unless they get humiliated tomorrow night and they just say, we don't even need
to
wait
for
the Seattle
game. They could still
say, it's a division game. It's our Waterloo, as Abba once said.
Well, they could still just say, even at 2-5, if we beat Seattle, then we're one game behind them.
Yeah, and they're getting Puka Nacua back. So like they can probably talk themselves into making a run in that division if they split these next two games. If they win both, he's off the table.
Well, the other thing that's the problem for them is they only are going to get in, it looks like, by winning that division, because the rest of the NFC is pretty flush with teams that are better.
Yeah, so they all reside in the NFC North at the moment.
The 4-2 last place Chicago Bears.
The other thing that I think is relevant to this conversation is the Steelers' history of trading picks. Now, Omar Khan is new. Andy Weidel is new. But Mike Tomlin's been here since 2007. And Art Rooney's family has owned the team since they were founded in the 1930s. So they've obviously evolved and changed. But one of the points that comes up all the time about them is their stability and continuity and never really veering too far off the path of what's gotten them to the status where they are today, which is 6-time Super Bowl champion and no losing seasons since 2003. I think you guys can get this. When was the last time, or how many, let me rephrase this, how many times in the Mike Tomlin era going back to 2007 had the Steelers traded either a first or second round pick?
They've traded a first for Minka.
Yep.
You count the draft day trade with Bush, where they
or are you talking about in season pick for player?
If you want to count the Bush deal, I guess you could do that. I'm okay with that. If you want to say they traded a second round pick, got packaged in a deal to move up, sure.
And you're saying the Steelers are the ones giving the picks away here?
Yeah, giving away a first or second round pick.
I know the Minka deal, obviously, because that's the one that bucked the major trend as far as first rounders
yep.
go.
And Donnie just brought up Devin Bush.
That might be it.
You're right. That's it. So, they've shown that they'll trade picks for players in the Con era and even going back to when Kevin was in charge. But this would be giving up. If you meet the Rams price, you would be giving up a pick for a player in his 30s, a veteran player who, even if you like Cooper Kupp, you have to admit his best years are behind him with the injuries and the toll they've taken on him. It would just be so out of character for them. I'm not saying that it would be wrong. I'm not saying that it would be ill-advised. All I'm saying is that there's like no precedent for it. The last time they were doing stuff like that was when was before Noel took over, and they were
the chief like was making deals with his buddies.
Yeah, they were a laughingstock team in the 50s and 60s because they would never draft guys. They would just trade their picks for veteran players who would come here and pretty much suck. And like their whole philosophy, sea change happened when Noel took over, and they built through the draft. So I think there are rare exceptions. Devin Bush, they thought, was an inside linebacker in his early 20s, and they believed he was going to be a Hall of Fame caliber player for him. Didn't work.
Still time to make the CFL Hall of Fame.
Minkah Fitzpatrick, 23 years old, three more years on his deal, plus an option year.
Guy Tomlin coveted and loved in the draft process.
Yeah. So I get that they need a receiver, but are they going to go away from their foundational principles to make a trade for Cooper Kupp? I highly doubt that. So I'm trying to form an opinion based on all the information that's flying around on this. The other thing, one more, is this. The Steelers have used three wide receiver sets 39% of the time. That is still their most common formation. They have three wide receivers out there and a slot receiver more than they have two tight ends with Darnell Washington and Pat Freiermuth. So I do think that there's an opportunity to have cut play in the spot where he is the most productive. A former Steeler made this analogy, and I thought it was a good one. He said, yeah, you can play Cooper Kupp outside, but that would be like asking Lamar Jackson to only make plays from the pocket. He can do it. He's fine at it, but he's not great. You take away the thing about him, the trait in him, that sets him apart and makes him elite if you just say, play the quarterback position from the pocket. If you mostly had cut play outside, you get a decent receiver. You don't get an elite one. So you want to line him up there, and the Steelers have used that formation enough. Not a ton, less than most teams, but it's still their most popular one. And the other thing I did research on is this, Chris. Russell Wilson, he had Tyler Lockett in Seattle. Lockett in 2019 and 2020 basically played the slot the entire time, and he put up 100 catch, 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah, he loved throwing to Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, so like I do think those guys could find cohesion right now.
Tyler Lockett was catching, like throwing, you know, they were throwing like big shots downfield to Tyler Lockett, even though he was lining up there. I got to go see if my brain is correct.
No, that's true. He threw the moon balls to Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, he was more of a possession style receiver in 2020, but I mean, those two seasons back to back, 1,000 yards both times, 18 touchdowns.
So I think I land on this for this conversation. I think right now with the Chiefs deal for Hopkins, I really think that it's either Cooper Kupp goes back to LA because they win, or because the Steelers don't meet their asking price. I don't think the Steelers will trade a second-round pick. I think they'll probably make it. I think they probably want to give up a conditional fourth that could turn into a third. And that would be, I think, the max they would want to do here.
Can I give you three options?
Yep.
Kupp for the actual Rams asking price.
Yep.
Mike Williams for a conditional late-round pick, something like a sixth or seventh.
Uh-huh.
Darius Slayton for maybe a fifth or sixth.
Probably Williams would be my answer.
In what order are you going? So Williams one, what's two, what's three?
So you're saying it's Kupp for a second? Is their asking price?
I'll even go Kupp to a third. It's not a conditional fourth that becomes a third. It's a third.
I'd probably go Kupp one, Williams two, Slayton three in that situation.
But the move to a second really changes your calculus.
It does, yeah. Guys in the back half of the second round compared to waiting an extra 30 picks to get them near the end of the third round, I think there's a big difference in the quality of player.
There is. I mean, 30 spots is 30 spots. I just think that's the real question here to people. There are a handful of other options besides Cooper Kupp, but he is the biggest name. He has the longest resume. Do you want them to go for the big cost, potentially big impact player, or do you want them to make a move in the margins? You know what this is really like? It's a Pirates deadline debate the years they've actually been in contention.
Oh, crap.
It is. Pony, it is. Do you want him to go try to get David Price? Are they in on David Price, or are they going to get Jay Happ? Or
yeah, but here's the issue with that.
Are they going to get Justin Morneau?
The last two times, the Pirates did the big splashy with Archer.
And they did
let's not give up prospects for Brian De La Cruz and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and that didn't work either. It was a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation for them. I hope you're not intimating that you think it's the same thing in this situation.
I'm not saying it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm just asking, I think the question to ask here is, what do people want out of this? Do they want something big and splashy and transformative, or do you want something that makes you better, but by a matter of degree? I don't think Cooper Kupp's worth a second-round pick. I'm not even sure he's worth a third-round pick, because I don't think you can at all guarantee that Cooper Kupp's going to stay healthy for
you. Donnie, you have 4.5 hours of this to get into, so I don't want to completely steal your thunder, but tease your show later on tonight. What would you say about this?
I mean, I said yesterday, and I still feel this way, if it was a third, I'm doing it. Second, yeah, I'm hesitant on. I mean, first, obviously, is
hesitant doesn't is not a no. I did not hear a no there. I heard hesitant, which I hear I'm taking my time. I'm pausing.
Couldn't there
not
be a way?
No.
I mean, I don't know if there's a something in the rules here. Couldn't there be a way where it's conditional third that becomes a second?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I don't see.
And it's all based on what the guy does for you.
Sure. I mean, the Devontae Adams way it turns into a second is if he either is an all-pro this year or the Jets make it to the AFC Championship game. I think they're going to get a third-round pick out of the deal in New York. I don't think it's going to go up to a second.
But see, would you view that any differently with a player like Kupp? Like if they say, well, if he ends up hitting, now he's not going to be since he's missed so much time being all-pro, but like say the Steelers do reach the AFC Championship game. And he's obviously going to
be
a big
you know what?
Behind
That's
it.
Actually a great question. I'd be fine with that.
If they were in the if the condition was it only becomes a second if they're in the AFC title game, even I then would do it because, my God, we haven't seen an AFC championship game here since you were in high school, college, 2017. No, you were in college.
Did you have a steady girlfriend back then?
2016.
I'm saying the game was played in early 2017.
I did not.
Oh. Were you eyeing one?
Were you and the boys heading to that one place that burned down suspiciously all the time? What was that big bar?
Hot Rods.
Hot Rods. Yeah, going out.
There's a lot of suspicion.
Wild nights at Hot Rods.
All right.